a handful of residents at a retirement home gather in a large, multi-purpose room. At the far end, there's an upright piano with chairs arranged in a semicircle.
All right, do we want to start with How Great Thou Art or Amazing Grace today?
The gospel choir at Eliza Bryant Village is about to rehearse for their next concert. Allison Brady leads the rehearsals, but she's not a music teacher or a conductor. She's a music therapist. So along with the usual things you'd expect in a rehearsal, singing through repertoire, working on diction and intonation, Brady's also incorporating therapeutic goals.
We work on increasing group cohesion. That's very important in this group. We also work on having healthy debates versus having arguments.
The Gospel Choir is one of dozens of outreach programs run by the Music Settlement, a community music school. Even though the Settlement has offered music therapy services for more than half a century, there are still misconceptions about the work they do. Ronna Kaplan came to the Music Settlement as a music therapist in the 80s. Now she oversees the entire program.
So some people think that music therapy is just putting headphones on and listening to music, or being entertained, that a music therapist is an entertainer.
In fact, music therapists have to complete more than 1,000 hours of clinical training plus an internship before becoming board certified. Music therapy is typically used to treat neurologic and social disorders, but Kaplan says music therapy works for all kinds of people. That's partly because there are so many approaches. Some rely on improvisation, others borrow from music education techniques. They might use letters or symbols instead of traditional music notation, or transpose a song so it's in a comfortable vocal range for the patient. Kaplan says in some cases, music therapists will even work alongside occupational or physical therapists.
There is a great example in the media, unfortunately, when Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot a few years ago in Phoenix. Part of her rehabilitation was music therapy. And music therapy helped her with her gait in improving her walking ability, and also helped her singing with the music therapist specifically addressed supporting her communication skills.
Kaplan says the parts of the brain that process music are among the last to deteriorate as people age, making it well-suited for patients of all ages. Back at Eliza Bryant, residents keep up their social skills and work toward common goals through music therapy. Mayfair Duckworth sings soprano in the Assisted Living Center's choir.
The lady sitting next to me, we harmonize. She can sing alto, and I sing soprano, but then I can sing alto too sometimes. So we harmonize, the two of us, we sit together all the time.
Therapist Allison Brady says a lot of the residents here grew up with this music, so they sometimes have strong feelings about it. She remembers one of her first rehearsals with the group.
You know, so this was a very pretty arpeggiated version of Amazing Grace. It was slower. We get done and I ask them, okay, how was that for you all? They're all whispering, and I'm trying to catch what everyone's saying. And then I hear Mr. Dozier. Well, that's how the white folks sing it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. So, but it's a little heavier than that.
Robert Dozier is in his late 80s. He's modest about his musical skills.
I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but I think I do pretty good, you know. She put up with it.
Dozier is the choir's entire bass section. He doesn't have a musical background, but the Music Settlement's Ronna Kaplan says for music therapy, that's not required.
You don't have to be an accomplished musician to benefit from music therapy. The main thing that a person needs is an interest in music.
And Kaplan says that's part of why music therapy and creative arts therapies in general are different from what people normally think of as therapy. The art form is like a bridge between the therapist and the patient. And in a group setting, the music is what helps everyone connect. I'm Phil De Oliveira, 89.7 WKSU.